The video game review. The video game review. Ha ha. The video game review. Yeah. The video game review. What what? The video game review. Ha. The video game review. What what what? The video game review. The video game review. Come on, people, now. Video game review. Don't be hating. The video game review. That's what I have said. The video game review. Keep it real. The video game review.
All right, it's another live edition of the Video Game Review. Excellent. Welcome to the show. I got a little Wayne there on you. Rick Tittle, though, that's the name. And coming to you for our home studios here of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network here in downtown San Francisco. Also very happy to be on SB Nation Radio as well as we span the globe. Normally, Sports Byline and SB Nation are sports talk 24/7. It's actually 6 days and 23 hours a week for those two networks, because for the next hour, it's just going to be video game talk. And it's not sports video games. I mean, it includes sports, but it's all video games. And I am a gamer, just like you. I've been doing this show in 15 years now. I want to know what you're playing. What's good? What's bad? What's overhyped? What's underhyped? That type of thing. Do you fall prey to some of the hype? I do that sometimes as well. We will give a brand new game away at 40 after the hour, so in about 22 or 32 and a half minutes. We will also let you know what's coming out this week. We'll have a cheat code at the end of the show. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. That's another way to listen to the show, streaming through sportsbyline.com and also sbnationlive.com. But other ways of listening to the programming, you can go to the TuneIn Radio app or the iHeartRadio app, both apropos applications for receiving the programming here. Stitcher will also replay the shows as well. Big shout out, though, to our brave men and women in our military who listen on The Voice. That is on the American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries. I come from a military family. Most Americans do, but even if you don't, we all appreciate all that you do. You're brave, so we don't have to be. You hold the shield while we back home can do this frivolity and mirth, so we appreciate it. Come home soon. We're proud of you. Keep up the good work. Remember, you can always come on the air at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. Questions, comments, or concerns, neophytes to hardcore gamers and everyone in between. Once again, 1-800-878-PLAY. Play is 7529. So what are you playing? Are you in a relationship with a game? Are you a free agent? Do you have a bunch of games going? Let's talk video games. Life would only be half as good without them. I firmly believe that. I'm Rick Tittle, so come on back on the Video Game Review.
You're watching the game when the doorbell rings and the delivery guy surprises you with a bucket of hot wings and a couple microbrews. Yeah, that's the feeling women get when they receive flowers for absolutely no reason. So when's the last time you sent her flowers? Just because you were thinking of her. And if she got your flowers tomorrow, what do you think her reaction might be? Well, you can times 10 that when you send flowers from the Books. You know the Books? We're the flower folks, with farms located on the side of a volcano that grow flowers as spectacular as she is. Books are cut from farms and delivered fresh to her, so they last. And you know every day she admires your flowers is another day you're a rock star. So send her just because flowers from the Books, with next day delivery. Yep, next day. And get ready to be the most thoughtful man on earth. Go to Books.com and enter HERO for your Thoughtful Guy 20% discount. Yeah, 20% off at Books.com and enter HERO, Books.com.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor. To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience. Join now for live streaming access to Survival of the Fittest.
And all 4 nights of the Global Wars Tour.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network.
Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you very much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, and a lot of times I have developers and other such people from the video game world who are on the show. Today the show's wide open, so it's 1 hour of y'all's and your calls. We'll also know the new releases at right after a giveaway game at 40 after. There's always a bunch of games that are scheduled for release in the coming week. And that's always good because then the games come down a peg on the shelf and the price comes down as well. We know that video games can be very expensive too, so anything like that is a good thing. I had a little bit of a problem with my Fallout 76 beta. I don't know if you did or not. But we are just so chock full of games right now. I'm going to give you my update on playing Red Dead 2, which I'm doing, and told you last week about standing in line to get that game. There's going to be some long lines. Fallout 76 is coming out. Battlefield 5 is coming out. The new Pokemon game is coming out. We're going to be absolutely inundated with good games that take up big chunks of time. And once again, I will throw out there to anyone listening in the video game industry, someone please release one of these games at the beginning of the summer. Just so we can have something during the summer. Why are they all at once? And I know that you make literally, there are a lot of retail outlets, not just in the video game world, but retail outlets that make 50% of what they're going to make in the holiday period. So basically Black Friday through Hanukkah and Christmas, Kwanzaa, Ramadan, anything you want. Even if you're an atheist, you're buying presents for people around that time of the year, right? Right. So I realize that's when they make all their money. But I also think that it would be cool if somebody would release one of these games that would have maybe 60-hour campaign and then just endless multiplayer with DLC and new maps and such things at the beginning of the summer, because you'd kind of have a little bit of monopoly, wouldn't you? All right. I digress. Playing, or let's talk about Fallout 76. So I got it for the PS4. PS4, I get the instructions to, some people think that I have like inside information on things. Sometimes I do, but I'm just like everybody else when it comes to trying to download stuff onto my computer, what have you. So I get the code for the beta for Fallout 76, which, by the way, is now over. And I thought, wow, open beta, I can get a head start on it. I can check it out. And we'll see how it goes. You know, I'm very excited about it. And I still don't really understand how it's going to work, that everything in Fallout 76 is going to be somebody else. What I mean by that is Todd Howard from Bethesda announced at E3 that it's not going to be your father's, or I should say, our Fallout. You're not going to be playing NPCs or AI or bots, everything. Maybe not that rad Scorpion, but a lot of things are not going to be what we thought. So on the receipt for the game, it says, thank you for your Fallout 76 pre-order. Your code to access the Fallout 76 beta is below. And it's num, 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 num. It's 20 digits. And go to Bethesda.net. Log in, follow instructions, and you must create a Bethesda.net account. So I go on there, and they don't recognize my email, but they say that there's already a Rick Tittle. So I must have done it before. I know there's a Rick Tittle when I was in Sirius Satellite Radio back when it started, 2002. I remember there was a country singer in Duluth named Rick Tittle, and he was like, hey, we got the same name. And he actually said, I don't think he's playing. All right? But you go to Bethesda.net, log in, and follow the instructions, create a new account. So I create a new account. I use my PS4, actually just my PSN name, which is looks like Westfallen 12, Vestfallen 12 with a W, Westfallen 12. Enter your code, https://account, Bethesda.net/ENSAS, setinsatredeem-code. And then follow the instructions. So I follow the instructions. I create this whole new account. Then it says, okay, now you can go onto your PS4. Now you can try install. So I go through that. And then it starts to install. Oh, good. And then it's like, nah, install failed. Okay. So I thought, all right, well, let's, you know, any engineer will tell you that works in broadcasting. And I spent 10 years in TV, but I spent the last 20 now in radio. Any engineer will tell you to do the old ONOFF method. Turn it on and turn it off. Things seem to get better. They reset themselves. You can go like that. And I thought, okay, that's fine. I'll just do that. And try it again. It didn't work. So suffice to say, it's not very fascinating, but I did not get to play the beta. It just wouldn't work. And you know what? That's fine. I can live without the beta. That's not why I bought the game. And I just wonder, I throw it out there to you, is anyone else out there have problems downloading the beta? Because what I think about it is I'm like, oh my gosh, they underestimated how much, bandwidth or server, hard drive, I don't know. They maybe underestimated how many people wanted to get their hands on the beta. And it happens sometimes. In fact, I have a little shortcut on my phone for the PlayStation Network, just to know if it's me or if it's you. Like in a relationship, it's not you, it's me. And that it's usually me, but every once in a while when my Wi-Fi seems to be okay on my phone and everything else, and it's not working on the PS4, I'll check and I'll say, yes, right now our systems are down. And I go, okay, now I know. So, but yes, I very much wanted to get my hands on the new Fallout 76. So then what happens with Red Dead? Well, you know what Red Dead did? Red Dead made Call of Duty Black Ops 4 dead, because that had just come out the fortnight before that. And I'm not talking Battle Royale Fortnite. I'm talking 2 weeks. It had come out before that. And so I was just getting into that. I had already prestiged a couple weapons. And it's funny because you go from Call of Duty Black Ops 4 multiplayer, and I wasn't playing too much Blackout, which is their battle royale, but you go from that to Red Dead, which of course is a much slower pace, and there's a lot of cinematics, and it's like going from a hockey game to a baseball game. You have relentless action, and all of a sudden, you have a different pace. And so I think that's why when I first started playing Red Dead, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like watching paint dry in the beginning. because I just, you know, Call of Duty is just this breakneck speed. It's a knife fight in a phone booth. It's relentless. And all of a sudden, I'll play a little Red Dead. But I've been playing Red Dead, and I have pushed that to the side. So what's going to happen when November 14th, that is when Fallout 76 comes out? I can guarantee you, unless something's really weird with this new format, Red Dead is going to get pushed to the wayside, because I'm a much, much bigger fan of the Bethesda games and the combat in the Bethesda games. I'm just a much bigger fan than of the GTA and of the Red Dead series. And then after that, when Battlefield 5 comes out, as I said, it's an embarrassment of riches for us right now. It's just such gridlock with great games. And that's a good problem to have. That's better than having no good games. I just wish they would spread them out. Spread out. Break it up. Break it up. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Yeah, we sort of stopped paying attention and racked up a lot of debt.
Yeah, it was stressful. He blamed me for my credit card debt, and I blamed him for building that man cave.
It's awesome. Anyway, we stopped blaming each other, did our homework, and read that a smart way to consolidate debt is to get a fixed-rate loan. But getting a loan was brutal.
And a time drain.
So I was in my man cave researching personal loans, and I found Best Egg.
Yep.
They have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and Best Egg handles everything online, start to finish.
And Consumer Affairs gave Best Egg 5 stars for their easy online loan app. And we could be approved and funded in as little as 1 business day. I applied online with no impact to my credit score.
She always takes credit for my wins. But long story short, she got an awesome loan, yep, paid off our cards and some bills while lowering our monthly payment. The Best Egg loan was like a total fresh start.
Yeah.
Visit bestegg.com/blue. Bestegg.com/blue.
Subject to credit approval. Actual rates, fees, and approval times will vary.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The Video Game Review.
All right, good stuff. Thank you for that. Welcome back to the Video Game Review, coast to coast and on AFN. I'm a FAN of the troops listening. And coming up in the next segment, give away a brand new game with a very cursory, very easy question. Sometimes people panic and they think it's a trick question. It's really not. And rick@sportsbyline.com is the email address to use to answer the question to win the game. If you'd like to call in and talk, the lines are open, as always, all over this great land of ours and okay foreign lands at 800-878-PLAY. 800-878-7529. I can't wait till Wednesday, because then we will stop with the political ads. I don't care if you're a liberal or a conservative or somewhere in between. It's just enough with the political ads. I'd rather, can we just a video game ad in there somewhere? That always is a little bit better. All right. So got my hands on Red Dead last week. Finally got off the mountain, which, and I'm not doing any spoilers, but once you get out of the snow and you get off the mountain, now you're actually, your hands aren't tied to the rails of a very linear game. Now you're in an open world. And as you know, with GTA and Rockstar, you can get missions. And you can choose to fill those missions out or not. But a couple of little pointers I'd like to tell you. And if you already know, I'm sorry to patronize you, darling. But just a couple of things I have learned in my travels in Red Dead. I was in town. And Saint-Denis, I was in their little New Orleans type of town. And all of a sudden, my wallet got lifted, and then it was like a minus, cha-ching, $9. Now, if you know Red Dead, $9 is a lot of money. And even now, we would not want $9 stolen, because there's lunch, right? Maybe not in San Francisco, but most towns you can get a nice lunch for $9. So my wallet got lifted. Now, I played enough Grand Theft Auto games to know that if you just shoot at somebody, you're going to get arrested. And if you punch somebody, you're going to get arrested. In fact, in the last Grand Theft Auto, Grand Theft Auto 5, that I basically bumped shoulders with someone, the police came up, screeched, hid behind their doors, and started shooting at me. And I'm not lying or exaggerating. I literally bumped into somebody on the street, and the police started shooting at me. So I realized, and I thought, ha, 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 I'm very clever, and then I ruined it. But first, I'm very clever. With my lasso, as I was taught in kind of a pseudo-cinematic tutorial where I got to control a little bit with the O'Driscolls, I realized that I can go ahead and lasso and hogtie somebody. So the guy's running down the street. I don't want to get arrested for shooting somebody, and I don't know if it's justified or not, but I'm going to assume it's not. So I lasso him, and he's like, hey, and I'm thinking, okay, well, this worked. No one's mad at me. What I ruined it is that as there's a button, and I forget if it's on my PS4, if it's square or if it's triangle, but whatever it is, circle, I think, as you're lassoing, you pull them in, and then you get to the point where you can hog time, and then you got to press another button. But if you do it and you're not close enough, your lasso goes away. So what happened was, is I choked, and as I'm going in to tie him up, I pull the lasso off. So I immediately re-lasso him. And when I do that, the whole town, hey, hey, what are you doing? And I got arrested. And the moral of the story is that everything reset. In other words, I was, Timothy Oliphant, justified in lassoing the guy that lifted my wallet. But as soon as I took that lasso off him, the entire town now thought that he was an innocent man who I was lassoing for no reason. They forgot in 1 second what was going on. Just something to keep in mind when if you get into the same situation. I also wanted to go and hunt a bear, or as they say, a bar. Get a drink at a bar and go wrestle a bar. I wanted to shoot a bear. Now, I did finally get the bear. And it's a long process. First of all, you get DiCaprio'd several times. You get revenanted. Is that a word, Don King? You will get mauled. Let's just say that. You will get mauled, literally double barrel shotgun in the face. This isn't the kind of thing where you're hunting and you make sure you don't ruin your trophy for the taxidermist or any of that. And so messed him up, shot him, survived. Stalked him for another 5 minutes, got mauled again, shot him. Jason Voorhees blushed when he saw how long it took. I mean, literally, I don't know, 5,000 shots? That might be a bit high. It felt like 5,000 shots. Finally get the bear, and then I fashioned with the bear skin. Had it made, I have the bear hat, which is the bear head on top of the bear hat, which we've seen sometimes in some great old Native American culture where you'd have the bear head. It's a very intimidating look. But I also realized that when I started going around town wearing that, people are like, "The hell is that? What's wrong with you?" You get a lot of that, by the way. I also wanted to know, in Red Dead Redemption 2, what it was going to be like if I just decided that I was going to be a bad person. Because there is kind of a karmic meter, whether you're, it's called honor and dishonor. I could not care less about being honorable. The three guys in the beginning who, when you're on rails, not a spoiler alert, but when you're on rails, you do the great train robbery, whatever it is, and they have three guys there, and Dutch, the leader of the gang, says, "Do what you want with these three." And I could have executed all three, but these are unarmed dudes. So I just said, go back. I had no reason to do it. It's like in Fallout when I would not execute people tied up. It's like, I don't even care if it's a video game. I can't do it. So I told the three guys, just go back on the train. One guy, and I was talking to somebody about this, and he completely agreed. One guy, after I said go back on the train, he's standing outside the train. He won't go on going, "Mister, we're sorry." I'm like, "I'm going to change my mind and shoot you. So can you go back on the train?" And by the way, this is video games. Don't have a heart attack. It's adult entertainment. Just relax out there. And so I let those guys go. But there was this other guy who was being a real, you know what, a son of a gun. Let's just say that to me. And he was hanging by his fingertips on a precipice. And I knew this was that happened because somebody told me that they saved the guy. And I'm like, you know what? I have no reason to save the guy. So I threw him off the cliff. And then my dishonor meter, it went like, boo, dishonored. And I looked at the meter, and it was an infinitesimal amount that it slid to the left. Oh, no, I'm black barred. I'm wanted. Not. But I wanted to see how much I could get away with and how the law, the long arm of the law, just how long it was. Because, of course, in Grand Theft Auto, there was this sort of circle that you would see on your mini map, and that was the popo, and if you were outside of that circle, they would forget about you, and then there was like a star system, 4 stars, most wanted, and then you see the meter go down and go down and go down. And so I'm riding by the guy, and this guy just starts talking mess to me, and then the quote says, "Rob him, let him go." And I thought, okay, I'll rob him. So I rob the guy, and he's like, "Hey." And then he pulls a gun on me, so I shoot him. Then I start riding away on my horse. Another guy who was 100 yards away, he rides by on his horse. I don't say a word to him. And he says, "I ain't got no time for you." And I'm like, whatever, tough guy. And then all of a sudden, it said, "Witness wanted." And then I had this posse after me. And you could see it just like GTA with a circle on the map. I rode outside of the circle, and then it still said witness. And then I realized this is another rookie move, because I said I didn't play the first Red Dead. It was just, I never did. And once again, I'm like, I'm falling for the hype. How badly do I want Red Dead 2? Everyone has to have it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to have it too. I do like it. I said, it's not my favorite, but I do like it. But then I realized that had I simply pulled the bandana up over my nose, then I would not be identified, because I was still wanted even when I was outside the circle of Johnny Law. So if you start playing, just a couple of things to learn about the rules of, you know, justified justice, if you'd like, and resetting your lasso, hunting a bear relentlessly, and then creating a random act of violence out on the wild. You're really not in the wild. You look around, there are mountain vistas 10 miles in every direction. You do something, someone saw you, and you've been reported in 1 second. Even though it takes time to go in, tell the sheriff, and come back, it's not as instantaneous as having a police radio. All right, when we come back, we'll give away a game. Also, your calls, 800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003, 800-485-6003, 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line on this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
The Video Game Review.
We'll be right back. Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio. And the American Forces Radio Network. It's 40 after the hour. We give away a brand new game, as we have for a decade and a half now on this show. And to win the game, all you got to do is just email me, rick@sportsbyline.com, the answer. Now, sometimes the questions I ask are really stupid. Like, the game I'm giving away today is Mega Man 11, and I have it here for the Switch. It is available on the PS4, the Xbox One, the Switch, and the PC. It just came out this month. And my question usually be, what would be a good name for the sequel? And then you'd write Mega Man 12. You know, Mega Man Ultra, Mega Man Extra. And I would just say, okay, right. But being the big Mega Man fan that I am, I would like to ask you a real question, which you could probably look up. It's not that hard. But what was the original name of Mega Man when it came out in Japan? Mega Man 2 hit the shelves in America, and that to me, what was that, 1988? That was my favorite game ever on the Nintendo Entertainment System. Remember, the NES came out, and it was a video game machine, but Nintendo was very wise. In Japan, it was called the Famicom, the family computer. In America, the Nintendo Entertainment System, because it was supposed to be so much more. And I remember nowadays would be like, oh, that's so sexist. It was mom can keep her recipes on it, and dad could keep a lot of blueprints in the shop. Okay. What is this, 1950 Beaver Cleaver? But when that game came out, Mega Man 2, I was desperate to find the first one. And I did get my hand on it in a very limited release. But what was he known as, Mega Man, in Japan? Let me know that, rick@sportsbyline.com, Mega Man's original name. And this isn't a Japanese word. It was a translation into English. Mega Man 11, of course, as always, from Captain Commando, as we call him, Capcom, developed and published, rated E10+. Mega Man 9, Mega Man 10 were throwbacks to the NES roots. Mega Man 11 is the first entry in a long time that has something a little bit new without sacrificing things that people love. In other words, 2D platforming, things like that. I like the 8-bit look. I always have. You can go to GameStop right now, and they're selling 8-bit Mega Man shirts and dolls and posters and things like that. But when that game came out, it was, and it's hard to believe now, what, 30 years? Goodness gracious. But when that game came out, it was cool that you could actually pick which one of Dr. Wily's evil robots that you could face in the order that you wanted. And what happened when you defeated that guy, you got his power. And there are some interesting ones here. There's Block Man in this one who throws bricks at you. There's Bounce Man, which is pretty cool. It's got these Cirque du Soleil type bounce pads that send you jumping all over the place. There's Acid Man who will obviously burn you. And so it's a what it looks like, Mega Man 11 to me, it's sort of like a souped up version of an old school game. You might remember that when the N64 came out, and even Super Nintendo, they'd say, hey, you remember the games you played on the NES? Well, now you can play them in 16-bit. We've souped them up. And I'm thinking, whoa, that's going to be awesome. Then I figure, that's basically the same game. What am I doing? I think I fell for that for a couple of times. I thought, isn't that going to be great? It'll be the better game because they'll have better graphics. And I'm like, well, it's basically the same game. So let me know the original name of Mega Man and send those answers to rick@sportsbyline.com, and you will win Mega Man 11 from Capcom. And for the PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC, I have it here for the Nintendo Switch. And release new games coming up here in a minute. But a couple other things I wanted to get to. You might remember last week we had the World Series, And David Price, the most expensive pitcher in baseball, believe it or not, even more than the Greinkes and Kershaws of the world, he had a reputation from his days in Tampa and Boston of not being a playoff pitcher. He sort of put that to rest against Houston in the ALCS, and then how would he do in the World Series, whether the pen or starting? Well, he was very good. And unlike Kershaw's ERA, who's two runs higher, 2.5 in regular season career, 4.5 in playoff career, basically, David Price got a monkey off his back in the playoffs. I bring him up not because I want to talk about baseball and a little hot stove, is because it was revealed after the World Series a couple days ago that David Price, who's been very forthright in the fact that he likes to play Fortnite, that the night before his start, he didn't stay up all night panic, but he did play Fortnite. And he got Nathan Eovaldi, who also, of course, remember the one win that the Dodgers got that went 18 innings, let's play two, Eovaldi was heroic, even though he took the loss because he threw nearly 100 pitches and saved that bullpen. So he played with him. So just another shout out to the people out there who somehow think playing video games is bad for your fill in the blank. 800-878-PLAY. We also found out this week about the list of games that will be on the PlayStation Classic. The PlayStation Classic will be coming out, and it will be $100. I can tell you I'm not real interested in the PlayStation Classic. And by the way, this is going to be a December 3rd release, just in time for the holidays. I still have my PS1, if you want to call it that. It's funny, the nostalgia I have for Nintendo games is not the same nostalgia I have for original PlayStation games. Not that I didn't really like a lot of them. It's just that a lot of those games in their next incarnation, if they had them, got a lot better. And now you look back at PlayStation graphics and they're a little bit hard on the eyes sometimes. But I still was titillated to see the list of games that will come pre-installed. And remember, the actual system that you're going to have is basically about the same width as you're going to have from your PlayStation controller, which at the time was a pretty cool deal because it was basically a Super Nintendo controller, which was round, except it had two hand grip posts that would come out of it. And that was a huge deal at the time. So here are the 20 games on December 3rd that will launch with a PlayStation Classic, manufactured, suggested retail price, $99.99. They are. First, Battle Arena Toshinden, Cool Borders 2, Destruction Derby, Final Fantasy VII, Grand Theft Auto, Intelligent Cube, Jumping Flash, Metal Gear Solid, Mr. Driller, Oddworld Abe's Odyssey, Rayman, Resident Evil Director's Cut, Revelations Persona, Ridge Racer Type 4, Super Puzzle Fighter 2 Turbo, Siphon Filter, Tekken 3, Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six, a couple more here, Twisted Metal, and then finally, Wild Arms. So PlayStation, the site says, PlayStation Classic offers these 20 amazing games, two controllers, which are wired, and many hours of fun. If you haven't pre-ordered already, go to PlayStation.com. Now, the question is, me being honest now, and I have played all these games, you probably have too, at least most of them. All right, Rick, you have the PlayStation Classic. What game do you want to play first? And my answer is, none of them. if you look at Grand Theft Auto, that looks nothing of what it is today. That's basically a top-down, run-over-people game with a car. Metal Gear Solid was a horrible game when it first came out. That is not what you think of with Solid Snake and all that. It's not. Metal Gear was even worse. So I don't feel that. Resident Evil Director's Cut was kind of cool. Actually, the Ridge Racer Type 4 was pretty cool. I liked Rainbow Six at the time. Twisted Metal with Sweet Tooth, that was kind of cool. Wild Arms, I could see that. Cool Borders, that was kind of a fun game to play. But really, all of those games, if I'm going to have some free time to play them, none of those games speaks to me. So I guess my answer is, if you are overwhelmed by this, then I think it's excellent. I think it's cool that they made it. I think it's cool that it's out. $100 is a bit of a, I don't know, that kind of stopped me in my tracks. I was thinking maybe this was going to be like top $69. So I don't know. If you're going to play it, go ahead. But I just, for me, and I don't know if it's going to be a cool system and it's going to respond well. I hope it is. But I just, none of these games. I thought, I'm like, wow, there's 20 games. I don't want to play any of them. That's me. How about you? All right. Rick Tuttle with you on the video game review. Let's talk about the new releases coming out, which are Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. World of Final Fantasy Maxima. In the enchanting RPG World of Final Fantasy, players follow the journey of siblings Rain and Lan. This is on the Switch, the 4, the Xbox One. Darracene on the PlayStation 4. As a spirit summoned by a young girl in a secluded boarding school in the VR gothic mystery adventure game Darracene Ellipsis. Ark, so obviously that is a game where you need PS VR. Ark Extinction, ARK:Extinction, PS4, PlayStation 4, Xbox One. Finish your journey through the worlds of Ark and Extinction, where the story began and ends on Earth itself. Grip Combat Racing, Switch, PC, 4, Xbox One. Inspired by the unbounded Roll Cage Racing series, Grip marks a return to the hardcore combat racer. Swords and Soldiers 2 Shawarmageddon. That's Vikings facing off against Persians and demons in a ferocious battle across the globe. That's on the 4 and the PC. Moonlighter on the Switch, an action RPG game that follows an adventurous shopkeeper who secretly dreams of becoming a hero. Steel Rats, PC, PlayStation 4, Xbox One. Strapping on your spiked shoulder pads for all-out motorbike action, a 2.5D arcade road rage game. Remember Road Rage on the Genesis? Townsmen on the Switch. Develop your tiny village into a grand medieval empire with a thriving economy and happy villagers. Tetris Effect on the PS4, an evocative spin on the classic puzzler. 11-11 Memories Retold, that's on the 1, the PC, and the 4, created in collaboration with the world-famous Aardman Adventure Studios. Two more, The Forest on the PS4. As the lone survivor of a crash, you find yourself in a mysterious battle trying to stay alive. And finally on the Xbox One, Jagged Alliance Rage. Jagged Alliance is back. The mercenary tactic game Jagged Alliance offers a new take on the turn-based tactics classic. I'm Rick Tuttle, cheat code on the other side.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads. Pain! If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thanks for that, and welcome back. By the way, does anybody have a Chromebook? Did you notice that the dashboard changed? It's sort of like, and it happened overnight, because you might remember when the Xbox 360, the dashboard changed, and it basically became the Wii, and you could make Miis. It's kind of like when Microsoft stole the Apple OS, and we went from DOS to Windows. They didn't steal it. It went to court. All right. This is the time in the show where a cheat code request. Send those to Rick at sportsbyline.com. This comes from Dr. L, Dr. E.L., by the way. It says, Rick, Zoid's legacy. How do I get to the Zoid corpse? This is from for the Game Boy Advance. At the title screen, press LLRR, up, down, up, down, left, left, RR, right, right, left, up, start. Do you get that? I'll email it to you. But if you are listening and you can slow it down, title screen, LLRR, up, down, left, left, RR, right, right, left, up, start. For Zoid's Legacy on the GBA. Where did the hour go? I love talking video games with you and looking forward to doing it again next week right here on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio and, of course, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We love the troops, and the troops love their video games. I'm Rick Tuttle. We'll see you next time on VGR.